2.
Some weird scenes going on in the movie.
Oh, yes. You've got zoned out to that as well.
Yes, some weird sort of costume party maybe, I don't know. Anyway, this is radio. You're not here to hear about what we're watching on the telly.
Yeah, what you're here for is Night Train Hour 2 business.
Yes, kicking things off with some Hot New Jungle, released last month on Future Retro Records, which is Tim Reaper's imprint. That was the Kid Lib remix of Jack Horner, the track The Hoover. That is a kind of a thing that's come out on Future Retro London after a chance encounter between Tim Reaper and Jack Horner many moons ago, and then bumped into each other again. Really nice story on the Bandcamp page, which we linked in the on Blue Sky. That features remixes by Kid Lib, who's from these parts, the one we just heard, Duard, I think you say, and label owner Tim Reaper.
He's on in Sheffield soon.
He is. Next month, in November, with LTJ Bookham, the Unity Underground celebrates his first birthday with a bonkers lineup full of, I guess, Virgo and Tim Reaper, OGMC, Chigaboo, and this is a guaranteed to go off.
Where is it at? Forge?
It is at Forge. I think it's the 17th.
Nice.
I'm tempted, but it starts at midnight.
We're old people.
We are old people, you know. So I've probably got till about 2 in me, but that means I'll be worthless until Tuesday. It's a Saturday night, so probably best I don't go to that. But you never know. We'll never rule it out. It'll be a night like that. I'll end up having an early night anyway, and then I can't sleep.
Could be in the dance.
Yeah,
stood at the back.
Yeah, big warm jacket on. In
yeah.
Swaying
to some rhythms.
Shout out to my sister-in-law Jenny, who was at Forge Warehouse yesterday. She went to watch Martin Kemp, I Love the 80s DJ set.
Yeah.
Said it was great.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah. She had a lot of fun. What did we have before that?
Oh, yeah. It was the Disco Mix, wasn't it? Michael Prophet with Creation Rock on the Rock for Rock rhythm. That version arranged and produced by Yabby U. Can't seem to find out who the backing band is. I'm no Yabby U expert. It's from 1980.
I almost said I feel like I should be. I've got a few LPs and comps, yeah. But I'm definitely not an expert.
No, and obviously Yabby U on dub afterwards. Yeah, so heard that one at Comedy Sound upstairs at Hagwell's a few weeks back. If you get a chance and you like some classic reggae roots sounds, then go check those guys out. Sound system is lovely. Very nice sounding rig.
Did it make you think, maybe I should have a rig?
I mean, yeah, of course. It always does, doesn't it? You go, oh. I mean, if I had room for one of these, it'd just be nice to play some music on one every now and then. Yeah, Klinker, as I mentioned earlier, he was also a guest on it that night, but I arrived too late to catch him. Mighty Dan from Fat Puffin was on, and my old buddy Rob Sequoia was also playing, repping
nice
Shanty.
To see him.
Yeah, so it was a good night all around, and yeah, good vibes in the place.
Talking of good vibes, let's have some
more songs. Oh, yeah.
Let's have some Mark Lanegan.
Yeah.
Oh, you wild, raging river. Like my woman's lips, you lure me. Pied Piper of the desert. Roll on to the sea. You're the same at noon or midnight. And I'd follow where you go, but you're planning no returning, you wild Colorado. If I had no love of life, I'd become part of your flow. But I fear the place you take me, you wild Colorado. Oh, you wild, raging river. From the fountains of the mountains, you ripple through the valleys, running wild and swift and deep. With what power you cut your canyons? How long ago? You're as wayward as my woman, you wild Colorado. If I had no love of life, I become part of your flow. But I fear the place you take me, you wild Colorado. If I had no love of life, I'd become part of your flow. But I fear the place you'd take me, you wild Colorado.
Slow down, I ain't listen. I didn't spend my deck, check my spirits, got a tarot reading. I sent this shit, this bones told him now I got him by the weekend. Had to apologize like my bad dog, them runs, they had me tweaking.
AP and us bones, underground legends, watch your tone. Only go roll when I'm in my zone. Live or check when they pee on the phone. Check my tone, be controlled, don't test my soul. We play for keys, stay off the grip, we out of reach. Above the clouds on the highest tree.
Hey, tell that she don't want shit most. Burn so many clouds, I down there turn into a ghost. Ain't even stepping out, so why do we feel the outfit so cold? We still roll up forever, I can't ever switch the code. I'm from my night, shit, smokers rolling gas out to the AM. Roll that fish ever, cause I don't know when to say when. This shit in my jeans, I don't know why they wanna play shit. Raise my Bracciotti, so I smoke like good Jamaican.
Thank you. Have you ever looked over a mountain? One you ain't never seen. Have you ever looked over a mountain? A mountain you've never seen. Have you ever laid down in your bed and had one of them lonesome dreams? Sound like the world was coming to an end. Somebody had passed and dropped a bomb. Whoa, yeah. You know to tell me this world's in a tangle now. And them things that should have come. Lord have mercy now. Oh. But I don't know. God knows I don't. Teach me, teach me, teach me as I'm wrong. Singing, it was cloudy. Looked like it was gonna rain. Yes, the little bird was singing, they were singing. It looked like it was gonna rain. Looked like everything that happened in my town. They say I'm to blame, they say I'm to blame. One more time, it'll be farewell. You can tell by the rain of the bell. I don't know where I'm going. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to heaven or hell.
Thank you.
start as a real tour,
wasn't it?
And that's why we're the Trains.
You're in tune to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We got lost in a world of our own self-indulgence, both on air and off air.
Oof, I don't want to look up now. I don't know what film you've started with.
I don't know, we can't have that. Right, that is too weird. The Hunting Party, 1971. Right, that's it. No more studio visuals for tonight. We need to focus. We've got notes and things to talk about.
We have. So that set started out with a newish release from Posthumous. We've done Mark Lanigan. His Bubblegum XX. So it's like 20 years anniversary of his one of his classic albums. Originally released, I think it's August 2004.
Yeah, sounds about right.
So yeah, came back out, reissued, remastered at Abbey Road, and there's a box set version, so you get the original album, you get the Here Comes the Weird Chill EP remastered as well, and there's a disc of some demos and early recordings taken from, it says here that he was on tour supporting Queens of the Stone Age, and so it was like recording the demos while they were on tour.
That makes sense.
This album, so I guess that would have been 2002, round about the what's the classic Queens of Stone Age album?
Songs of the Day.
Yes, when he was in the band.
Yes, he was.
Many songs.
Yes, because I saw him do Hanging Tree at Rock City.
Yeah, so he would have been in the band then, and it's all recorded by Troy Van Leeuwen, who was the guitarist in Queens of Stone Age. Still is?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yes, so there's a big mixed bag on there. There's a, I think it's a duet with Beck, or maybe he doesn't sing on it. But definitely Beck's on there. There's another PJ Harvey track. A bunch of stuff. There's a pretty weird cover of St. James's Infirmary.
Ooh.
Just Lanigan on his acoustic plucking away, doing that.
Oh, I do love a St. James's Infirmary.
Yeah, that's quite an interesting version. And then some sort of like early sketches of songs that ended up on the album itself. But yeah, as the demos go, they're all pretty nicely recorded. Mm. And it's it's a good listen as that one. That was more of a country vibe, that one.
I think it's a Johnny Cash cover. Or
a
song that he did.
You know what? When I heard it, I thought, I feel like I've heard this song before. But then I didn't know if it was just one of those songs that sounded like you've heard it before.
Yep.
Or whether it actually was an old song.
Like lots of country songs. Do yes. I know this one?
Exactly. It just sounds a lot like another country song.
Yeah.
Anyway. Just get back to the points.
I mean, there is no point. This is the point, isn't it?
This is the point. The waffle.
Yeah, the waffle is the point.
Yes.
I mean, it's not the point. After that, we had How I Spent My Saturday Night making a radio edit. Apologies. One
slipped through the cracks.
It did. But that's because it sounds like a 07 sample at the end. So I was focusing on that when I was making the radio edit.
You just want to get a bit more Who sample credit.
Maybe. That was Lord Apex with Smoker's Lounge featuring Bones from a couple last year, I think. Then we had Lightning Hopkins' Awful Dreams, which I'd forgotten we'd played before, but you reminded me.
Yeah, dug it out, 137. It looks like a really good show.
It looks very similar. It looks very similar to this show.
Yeah. Just a bit better.
Possibly. It was mentioned in the No Dogs in Space Velvet Underground podcast that I was listening to last week. I was talking about how I think when Lou Reed met Sterling Morrison through Mo Tucker's brother who lived downstairs at the when they went to university, he heard some music through the floor and it turned out to be Lightning Hopkins, like being played through Sterling, not the actual Lightning Hopkins. Yeah. So, I was reading a bit about Velvet Underground bootlegs, as you do. I was reading about one, I think it was at Max's Kansas City, and it was like, oh, this is a pretty bad recording, lots of hiss and whatnot. And it says, author and musician Jim Carroll can be heard speaking on the album, ordering drinks and inquiring about drugs between songs as he was holding the recording microphone. And that just really tickled me, so I just had to share that.
Excellent tapers.
Yes, shout out to all the tapers. More on that later. And then we finished that set with the slide song from Spiritualized second album, Pure Phase. Second album?
It is, yeah.
Yep.
You're right.
Released 30 years ago next year, but they've just announced some tour dates in March. Glasgow, Manchester. Two at the Barbican's, the first one sold out, and then Bristol.
That was a surprise.
They sold out in the
bar. Yeah, I mean, I just didn't think they had it in them.
I mean,
it's a lot of old people want to go.
There are a lot of old people, and it'll be a seated gig, so people are like, manage that.
Yeah,
but then you know as well as I do from the boards, people follow them on tour.
People do go to a lot of gigs.
So if you're going, you know, it's a Friday. I think it's a Thursday and a Friday show. Make a big weekend of it. Go and hear the same album twice. Hit the boards afterwards. Talk about what was the pre-show music. I'm making fun of it. Like, we're not going to be hitting the boards, shazamming tunes at the warm up playlist. Okay, so this one is about to end in the background. So there's some more music to play. These kind of heartbreaky songs, I guess.
Vocês estão ouvindo ao Night Train, na Rádio Sheffield Live.
Thank you.
This is it, the home stretch.
Finally, we
made
can,
it.
We can go home. Well, almost. Oh, I've just looked at the time. Yes, there's still one more to come, folks. Don't worry too much. So, a bit of a downbeat set there for the final set of hour two. We kicked off with Doris and Kelly. You Don't Have to Worry from... remember when it was, but it was as sampled in Because by Danger Mouse and Black Thought.
Oh yeah, that's
from the album last year. What's it called? Cheat Codes.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Years are falling like rain.
So I remember because I had to pick my album of the year for work, and that was the one I picked.
Not a bad choice.
Yes, one. I just did some work on it.
Ah, perfect. Nobody's ever asked my album of the year.
At work.
Anywhere. No, I'm joking.
What about on this radio show?
No, we purposely don't do that.
We don't do
no,
it.
No, we just have, what is it, things we've bought this year.
Things we've wasted our money on.
Yes, that's it. So hopefully, if we're still on the air in a few months, you've got that to look forward to.
Yeah.
After that was one of yours.
New World, New by Garcia, Clarity from album came out in September. Odyssey. Produced by Garcia in collaboration with Quez, with Joe Armand Jones on keys, Daniel Casimir on bass, Sam Jones on drums. Oh, where's the thing? I've just closed. Oh, it's really interesting. So that featured an orchestra. Close the tab now. But anyway, they are the first kind of British.
Command Shift and T. Open. Opens the, and again should open the last tab you closed.
No.
Oh well.
It was too long ago.
I can't help you there. Tech support live on air. A new low or a new high?
It's terrible. Anyway, there's basically like a cool string group that feature on that track, and they are the first kind of British ethnic minority string group. Orchestra.
Perfect. I tell you what, find the link and we'll put it in the show notes for the Listen Again crew.
Thankfully.
Yes.
The way to slew it. Anyway, she's about to head out on tour in Australia and Japan, but there's a full Euro tour coming early 2025. There's a date at Factory in Manchester on the 1st of March. So that's the nearest to us. I'll look out for that one.
Perfect. After that, we had some more jazz. One that I wanted to play on the Sevens show last week, but I couldn't find my 45. It's somewhere in the house. Charles Mingus with Mood Indigo. From the album Mingus 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 Mingus. from the 64 album.
What do you mean?
Yes, the 64 album on Impulse. I'll send that one out to Philly B, who's spotted the sample in there. That reminds me, we've got a guest mix from him, so we could play that next week.
Sweet.
Because I thought we'd forgotten, but no, we haven't, so we'll do that next week.
Yeah,
that sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we'll be tired.
We will be tired. yes, we'll be out in Manchester on Party Maneuvers on Saturday night. Hopefully we'll have some tales, some Shazams. Oh, that means I've got to make the show on Friday, as I won't have a Saturday. Anyway, that's my problem, not yours. Last song in that set was Romance, I've Been Blown by the Wind. The soundtrack to my last month. Going to send that one out to long-suffering Alma on our 5-year anniversary. She's a massive Celine Dion fan.
So what she needs to hear is it slowed down, warped into ambience.
Yes, that is two things she's probably not that fussed about, but it's unlikely we're going to play an original Celine Dion cut. But never say never, right?
Hey, who knows what our next album might be.
Yes, that is very true.
So yeah, speaking of new albums, slight tangent from Celine Dion, but also from Canada.
Ooh, I see what you did there. Perfect.
From the new Godspeed You Black Emperor album, we're going to close out with Babies in a Thundercloud, which we got to see live. Was it last week?
Week before last, I think.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
2 weeks on Tuesday.
Yeah, Manchester, O2 Ritz. Tremendous gig. They played the new album through pretty much in full before it had been released, I guess. Mm. And then we heard the full Slow Ride for New Zero Canada EP tracks live at the end. So yeah, we'll leave you with this one. Back next week,
hopefully. See you in a bit.